Wir in Vrindavan Dham, Rajmandal, where this festival of ever increasing bliss is always taking place. Sri Rupa Goswami is described. Oh, the holy name is the embodiment of this festival of Gokul, forever increasing bliss. This is Gokul Vrindavan. This is Brajadham. Rupa Goswami is given the Swarup of the Dham, where this Nam Sankirtan is always going on. Not the names of any other, but only the names of Krishna. These very unparalleled names. When Srila Prabhupada went to the West, then he said in Braj, someone did us Kirtan, they do Kirtan, Jai Radha Madhav, Kunji Vihari. And any other places they do Kirtan, the Sakis, Manjaris, they say Kunji Vihari ki Jai Ho. They say he's always wandering on the bank of the Yamuna. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. And what the mother say, they say, Yashramati Nandan Rajavaranagar Gokula Ranjan Khana Upi Paranadana Madan Manohar Kaliya Dhamana Vidhan. In Braj, anywhere you go, this festival of the Sarinam is taking place. This Mahotsav will never stop, this festival. When one relishes this Namras, then he'll always be happy and full of rasa. You say he'll not be, you say this Chetana Shakti, this flow of inner consciousness is always flowing within himself, within his heart. This way we should not be cheated of this Nam Mahotsav, this festival of the holy name. They say, wherever this Nam Sankirtan is taking place, that place is Gokul. Gokul means a place where all the gopis, gopas, gopas, govatsa, all assembled. Cows, cars, gopis, gopas, everyone. Kul means an address, residential, dwelling. Where Radha Radharani's residence is Vishwanapur. Krishna's residence is Nandabhavan. So they say this festival of Nam Kirtan doesn't take place. Then where is the place then? Then they'll say my place is in the Arab countries, or in Astrakhan, or in Kuwait, or in Afghanistan, Pakistan. Or else he'll say I belong to such and such place. I belong to the desert. Or belong to the crematation place, Smashan. Once starts his Nam Kirtan, then anyhow, he starts relishing this Nam Ras, then what will happen? He'll go. Nam Prabhu will take him. This is Vrindavan Bihari, Gokul Bihari. This way, gives him, makes all arrangements. See, arrange for Dhruva to go to Dhruva Lok. So if one does Nam Kirtan, then Bhagavan, he makes everything ready for him. He makes all these nice arrangements. He cannot even conceive these arrangements. Like you see in this world, once one he starts relishing this Namras, he does Kirtan, then you see, in Vrindavan, you see, he's always absorbed in the Lord's feet of Bhagavan's seva. You see, as Prabhu's worship, similarly, his worship is also conducted very nicely. Proper vandana stostuti, serving everyone properly. First, the bhaktas are worshipped, then Prabhu. Mad bhakta puja padika. Before, Prabhupada, Sridhar Maharaj, all the acharyas, all the pictures used to be here on all four sides. Because in Mathura, Gurudev used to say that we cannot see Thakurji. So if you can see the Guru Varga, then by the Guru Varga's grace, then you can see Thakur. Therefore, all the four Acharyas, all the pictures will be around the main temple. So we put all the Acharyas here. Then after some days, all the Acharyas start coming. They said, oh, why do you put the pictures of the Gurus on top of Bhagwan's head? Why do you put the pictures of Sadhus there? Are you not disrespecting Bhagwan? This is the place of Kanaiya, Krishna, he is Sarveshwareshwar. He is an Adir, Adir Govinda. And here you put the pictures of the Guru Varga. So what is this? We like everything, but this we cannot digest. Then I said, okay, good. If you have indigestion, then you'll go to the doctor. Because if the digestion is going on, then who'll go to the doctor? And they said, why, what is the answer? So I didn't do this. Bhagavan himself has said, Mad Bhakta Puja Bhadika. My Bhakta should be worshipped more than me. If you don't come to Bhagavan, then who will worship you? Now that you have come to Bhagavan, you are in Kanti, Tilakmala. Where are you going? You are being respected. So Bhagavan is having you being worshipped by others. He is not having himself being worshipped. He is having you being respected, worshipped by the others. All the devatas are worshipping you. Since Prabhu, he keeps the bhakta on his head, carries the bhakta on his shoulders. And there are the santas walking. Sushan Chakra is hovering above his head, protecting him. And Bhagavan, he shows the glories of his bhaktas. Seen Braj, Stokrishna, Subhara, Madhavanga, Pipani, and Vipali, and so many sagas of Krishna present. Krishna, he carries his sagas on his shoulders. He walks for so many kilometers. Yes, Subal, I have lost. Now I cannot carry you anymore. Then Subal says, why do you play? When I carry you on my shoulders, you don't complain. And Krishna is saying, what is your duty to carry me? Then Subal is saying, then it is your duty to carry me as well. Why did you play with us? No, you lost. Now you have to carry me on my shoulders. And we say, the sadhus, they kept quiet then. They didn't say anything. So they say, now the entrance of the temple expanded. So Guru Varga said, we won't stay separately. Now we'll all stay in one place. So we'll all go down. We'll give darshan to everyone. And as soon as you enter the temple, they'll have our darshan and then they'll come up. Because in front of Bhagavan, there are quarrels. Saying, should we first see the bhaktas or should we see Bhagavan? Therefore, there, the Guru Varga, they're down. First you have a pranam to us, then by our blessings, then you'll get something nice to eat. Then you can have darshan here. So therefore, wherever the Sankirtan festival is going on, all rasa is present there. And where Kirtan doesn't take place, then there is like the croaking of frogs. Then we are only speaking Prajalpa there. Only speaking nonsense things. So therefore, see, Krishna is the worshipful Prabhu of the liberated personalities, Muktakul. Only by being Mukta, it will not do. Even after attaining Mukti, now that I have become Mukta now, I won't do Prabhu's Nam Kirtan, I won't remember him. Then again, one will have to fall from his position. This Patan fall down is inevitable. No one can save him. Therefore, Rupa Goswami Prabhu, he has said, once Kavigarnapur Goswami was a small boy and his father Shivanand Sen brought him to meet Mahaprabhu. So his mother placed him at Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Mahaprabhu told this boy, you chant Krishna's name. Then Mahaprabhu said, I made the entire world chant Krishna's name. But this small boy cannot chant. Mahaprabhu tried so much that you chant Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, but he could not. So then Sarva Damodara Prabhu Mahaprabhu asked him, why doesn't this boy chant? Why isn't he chanting Harinam? And Sarvadhama Prabhu, he said, he's not saying because you have given him Diksha now. And one should not say Diksha mantra openly. Therefore, he's not saying. Say, he's drinking this Harinam by his ears. Then when the time is right, then he'll openly say. And then when Mahaprabhu came again, then this small boy crawling on his knees, he caught hold of Mahaprabhu's toe. And he started sucking on it. A small boy, baby. So everyone saw this, became very surprised. You see, Mahaprabhu's lotus feet are so soft. Seeing those red toes of Mahaprabhu, he started sucking on those toes. So fortunate this baby was. And after some time, this very boy, then he said, the holy name has entered the courtyard of my ears, and now I desire to have millions of tongues and millions of, in these two syllables, Krishna have entered the pathway of my ears, then I desire to have millions of ears. Still, I'm never tired of relishing this namras. Desire to have millions of tongues to do kirtan. Still, I cannot relish this namras fully. The more I relish, the more desire I have. So he started having offering so many stotras, and Mahaprabhu became so happy. He said, I've never seen anyone describe the glories of a holy name like you. So Prabhu Goswami wrote the Namastaka. In every shloka, he sent to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu became so happy. So therefore, he said, Gokul Mahotsav, if you want to enter into Vrindavan, into the shelter of Harinam. Nam is of many types. It's Gaon Nam, Mukhya Nam. But Gaon Mukhya Nam will not do. If you chant the mantra, then if you meditate, then chant the Gopal Mantra millions of times, the Gopal Kama Gayatri, and what will happen? You'll have Siddhi. You go to Vaikuntha, but not to Vraj. Go to Vraj, you take shelter of Harinam. Sanatana Goswami has written that the different forms of forming Kirtan, but his Nam Sankirtan is most important. Because it can give prem immediately. He's saying and speaking the truth that the essence is that Bhagavan has many names, primary and secondary. Okay, and gone now. They say this Nam may take you to Vaikuntha, this mantra may take you to Vaikuntha, but these names of Krishna, especially in relation to his Prajavasis, these names should especially be chanted and sung. Before Rupa Goswami has said, he's addressed Krishna Nandasuna Kamalayana Vrindavanendra. So he's then a meditate on the holy name. Of holy names of Krishna, which are in relation to the Gopas, Gopis, Nandeshwada, Vraj, all the other Prajavasis. The Vrajas is calling so much love. We become tired. We become very tense. Oh, when can I finish my 16 rounds? Anyone who is chanting 32 rounds, then he becomes more frustrated. 48, even more frustrated. Anyone who chanting 64, then he's thinking, oh, why am I chanting 64 rounds now? When can I finish now? How long can I finish all 64 rounds? But if you stay with the premis and one learns how to do Premnam Sankirtan and relishes this rasa, then what is this 64? Whole day he'll be chanting. And even the world may be destroyed, but still this chanting should not stop. This is a Prakta Rasma also. So take shelter of such Guru Varga. We're always eager to relish this namras. They're inundating the entire world with this namras. And you're giving everyone this ruchi for chanting Harinam. If you want your auspiciousness, then you'll have to strive for the welfare of the world. And you yourself must chant now. Distribute this Naam to everyone. If you cannot do this, you don't have ruchi in Naam. And then, you should do Vaishnava Seva. Everything will be attained by Vaishnava Seva. Hari Guru Vaishnava, remember them, then all obstacles will go away. If you cannot remember Bhagavan, you serve the bhaktas, and even then we become hopeless. So one devotee is distributing. He does one day, then he'll say, "Oh, how can I distribute? My bag is breaking. Now how can I distribute?" And he gives one glass of water. Then again he'll ask me for another glass of water. So I won't give him no. If I speak sweetly to someone, then I have to speak sweetly again tomorrow. Then he might ask something from me also. So they say, one is then concealing himself. So Mahaprabhu, he said no. Maharaj is Vyas Puja. He had the good fortune of serving all the bhaktas. And then this Naam Kirtan day went on continuously, day and night. As desired, that should go on 24 hours a day. Very good. No such good fortune be had. So relishing this namras always. So very good. So today we will now proceed. And Gurudev would describe. And Krishna was born in Gokul. Then there, first Nandanandan Krishna is worshipped, and then Vasudev Nandan Krishna is worshipped in Mathura. Vasudev and Devaki, Devaki Nandan Krishna, some say is Yashana Nandan. But in some, they say, "Oh, Vasudev, he only left Krishna there in Nanda Bhavan. How is he the son of Nanda Maharaj?" Nanda Maharaj was his foster father. He looked after him. He cared for him. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj, silently, he would send Gargacharya silently. "Go and name my two sons." And some said, "Oh, Baldev Prabhu was 1 year earlier. So how did his Namkaran take place?" Therefore, they follow this Baldev Chat. Went to Garga Samhita, which says Baldev Prabhu was born 1 year before Krishna. So Garga Chat has written in Garga Samhita. He said on the 6th day, Baldev was born. The Vaishnavas, they say, "No, if he was born on Purnima." Therefore, he is 8 days before, elder than Krishna, not 1 year. Because in Devaki Yogmaya, she took the baby from her womb and placed the baby in Rohini's womb. You see, he stayed for 8 months in Rohini's womb, and then he took birth. And then after 8 months, Krishna was born to Devaki as well. So Baldev Prabhu, he came there. And then Vasudev Maharaj, he sent Gargacharya there. So he came to Namkaran, named Krishna and Baldev. He became very happy, the Maharaj. "Today is my good fortune that these Brahmin devatas, rishis, have come to perform. They have come to give darshan to me, so I am a great fortune." So then he seated them, performed darshan, bhujan. And then he bought these two boys. Rohini bought one boy, Shraddha bought another boy. Then they said, "Oh, it was a great fortune. that you've come, now kindly name my two sons. And Garbhacharya, he said, listen. He said, oh, Ananda, don't invite anyone, don't organize a big festival, don't say anything to anyone, because if anyone listens, then the spies of Kansa find out, then tell Kansa, where this son Ananda come? He's really the son of Vasudev. Garbhacharya said, I'm the priest of Vasudev. So I've come to form the name giving ceremony, then they'll know that he was their son. But this news should be known to anyone. They said it'll go to the Goshala, where no one will be there. Only the cows and calves will stay there. There only Rohini, Yashoda, and you and I, we four will stay here, and the two boys, only the six of us. No need to conduct nice festival or feast for everyone. Don't even bring your parents. Parjanya and Varyasi. And also has four of the sons. Sunanda, Abhinanda, Nandananda, Nandan. Don't bring them. Don't bring their wives as well. Don't tell anyone. Only you come. And then I'll perform that naming ceremony in a hidden way. Sandamana said, all right. He was a very simple coward. King. So then Nanda Maharaj, he said that the sadhus only wander everywhere to help those who are absorbed in this vishay. And Nanda Maharaj, he offered many stutis to Garbhacharya. You have come to a poor person like me. Why? So mantra is that he always thinks about the fallen conditions, souls, distressed souls. So see the mantra, he has no separate desire of his. He goes house to house. He collects. Why? He's thinking of everyone's washlessness, welfare. Then some people say, we are so poor, we don't even have any money to give you. We are only simple coward gwalas. We don't even have proper houses. In our houses, then see so much, so many stacks of hay above. But still, you have come to our house where there's only cow urine, cow dung everywhere. So we are so fortunate that you came. And Garbhacharya, he told Nanda, don't tell anyone. I've come in secret here. I've changed my clothes. Then I say, I've tied a turban on my head like one of you coward men. And they say, I've concealed myself. And so I'm wearing a small dhoti, so that no one can find out that I've come here. So then the time for Krishna's Maldives Ramkaran came. Then he named these two boys. He said, one boy will be Krishna. And this boy of yours, previously, he have came to the soul many times. So he's come. Sometimes he dresses in yellow, sometimes in red. And now he's appeared in this form. Therefore, he's appeared in this blackish form. So we'll name him Krishna. All enchanting form. And they say, he, the other boy, is very strong. So we'll name him Balram. He has all the strength that one can desire. He can even destroy so many worlds and create new ones. He has so much strength. They say, Garbhacharya also glorified Krishna in so many ways. So he said, Ananda, I'm telling you, that don't perform this Brahmin thread giving ceremony. Because then if you perform this Upanayan Sanskar, then they'll get married. And if they're married, then so many things will happen. So Vasudev told Garbhacharya that Sanskar should not be done in Braj. Then my sons, so their Sanskar should take place in Mathura. And Garbhacharya also, he told Ananda, don't put this Brahmin thread around them. Because as long as I say something, you don't do anything. Wait for me. Nanda is very innocent. I say, Krishna, slowly, he started becoming big. And Guruji, he said. And Vrajvasis had such a strong desire. Then Krishna was born the next day, Nandal saw took place. And they say, see, first Krishna, he was sleeping underneath the cart. And when they tried celebrating his appearance, then this cart broke, then everyone thought Krishna was crushed under this cart. He became so sad. So many obstacles he had to face. So his appearance there was never celebrated. So all the Rajavasis are thinking. So then Parjanyananda's father, he came. He never stayed with any of his sons. He was always absorbed in his tapasya. He'd come in and give darshan sometimes, or else he'd never come. So he came and said, "Oh Nanda, you have a son now." So you see, because of all our tapasya, you received a son because of all our tapasya. So at least organize a nice festival in Braj. You're only the only son. And you see, Baladev, he's Rohini's son. His birthday has also not been celebrated. After these boys are born, so some yajna should be done. Some charity should be given. And then for their auspiciousness, you should do something for their welfare. And he said, "As you desire, so what shall I do?" And he said, "When you didn't have a son, I was praying to Bhagavan that when Nandal have a son, what will I do? I go to Kedar Badri, Gangotri, Yamunotri, and bathe there. And shave my head. And all the Santa Martha's, the Shri Brahmashis, we'll feed all of them." And they say, "By everyone's blessings, you have had such a beautiful son." Son Paral, and then Krishna, he came crying to his mother, and then hid himself in the sari of his mother. And she said, "My dear son, what happened?" He said, "Everyone's teasing me that I'm not your son. I'm not even the son Nanda, neither am I your son. Because, look at them, they're so beautiful and so golden. Where did this black boy come from?" So Guruji said, "Krishna was weeping so much." He said, "Oh, I'm not his son." And Ishara said, "Oh, I'm placing my hand on Shaligram, I'd say that you have appeared from my son, as from my own womb. I'm swearing on Shaligram that you are my son. So who's teasing you? Even thou is teasing me, Balram. How are you the son of Nanda and Ishara?" And Amavasya, they had very useless boy. And they took this black boy and they put him inside the bark of a tree. And then this boy was weeping so much within the tree. So someone took this boy, Nanda took this boy and gave him to Yashoda, saying, "Look after this boy." See, Yashoda, she never had any. She's so golden, she's so beautiful. And Krishna so restless. So then Krishna, he said, "Even thou was teasing me that I'm not the son of Yashoda." And Yashoda, she's saying, "Oh Krishna, you're my son. You're born from my womb. Because I prayed to Bhagavan that I was praying to Saligram Shila. This Saligram should appear as my son." And he said, "Just see your face. It's like Saligram Shila." And he said, "You're so beautiful like the Saligram." Then Dao came. Yashoda said, "Why are you teasing him? I say, no, if you're teasing him, then after that, they'll also tease you. Tomorrow you'll also become black like him." Then Baldev is saying, "Am I becoming black like Krishna?" Because you go to Dauji, there you'll see Baldev is black. He's even blacker than Krishna. You see Krishna's hands, his hands are at least reddish. But even Baldev's hands are black. Even his eyes are black, even his feet have become black. So I said, "Oh, I teach my brother. Now even I have become black now. So what to do? Whose son am I? Am I the son of Rohini?" So then, now I become the son of Nanda and Yashoda. He said, "It's Kanhaiya. Elder than me or am I elder than him?" Samaya said, "All right. Now you're my elder son. Now you also become black." Then he said, "Yes, I'm your elder son." Then Nanda also came and he said, "Yes, you're my elder son." Then Braj Dasha Ras is being showered upon everyone. And Bhajan Rishi is saying, and he said, "Nanda, you're so fortunate. Therefore, see, now you stop all the chanting, tapa, vrata, niyam, mala, mantra. Now you're only looking after these two boys the whole day, carrying them on your shoulders, feeding them, bathing them, clothing them. Whole day only thinking about them. Now what will happen to you? So what should I do? Let's go to Kedarvatri, Yamunanavatri, and where we shave Krishna. They will organize a big festival for him." So Nanda said, "All right. What do you desire will do? What will Krishna do?" He told Nanda Baba. Then he called Purjanya's grandfather. Then he said, "Oh grandfather, I want to tell you one thing. Thou and me, how can we go in the mountains? How can we go so far? Then they said, "Oh, you have Bhagwan Shakti. Bhagwan, he appears within you. If you desire, then you can take us there in less than a moment." And Krishna said, "I'll call all of them here," he said. "It's all right, call them all here. Let's see how much power you have." He said, "Tomorrow when I go to play, then I'll call them, saying you haven't come played with me. You never enjoyed with me. Because all of you are sitting in these huge caves on top of the mountain. Come play with me. Have a nice time." One devotee is. See, one is always enjoying them. Why should? He's always carefree. So Krishna is saying, "Baba, let's go. Dadaji, come, you play with us. Then you see how much rasa is there, how much ananda is there." See, one is not going to the forest. How can he be? You see, in the forest, everything is auspicious. You see, if one is not wrestling, if he's not enjoying, then what is life? So Krishna starts speaking. In this way, he forgot. Rishis forgot the tapasya. Then they said, "All right, when will you call these tirthas?" They said, "When you desire, I'll call them. Think of a proper day and I'll call all of them." They said, "All right." They said, "If you call them, then you should call Haridwar, Harkipodi, Rishikesh. Call Lakshman Jula, Ram Jula, Gangotri, Yamunotri, Saraswati. You should call all of them. Only if Kedar Badri come, no, I won't be happy. You should call all of them." Then Krishna said, "All right, I'll call all of them." And took his sakhas and Krishna, he went. And he went to Badrikashram. Vyasdev's place of tapasya is present there. It's Vyas Gufa, this cave where he did his bhajan tapasya. So there Krishna, he went and he called. Because Narayanarishi, they first came. And hit tapasya. So they have an ashram also, Narayan ashram. How did they come? In Braj, there was a demon called Prabal. He was very strong. Performing austerities, he asked for 108 kavachas from Surya, they did not want to. So no one could defeat him. And he made Braj his capital. So the entire world became submissive to him because he made Raj's capital. And this way, he started defeating everyone. He would do whatever he felt like. Sometimes he's eating monkeys, sometimes even human beings. Whatever he wishes to, he'll do. So then by the prayers of all the Devadevatas and all the Rishi Maharishis, then you say this place of Raj is Tapasali. And your own Siddhi can easily achieve Siddhi here. Maya cannot attack anyone here. Alone. Very easy to give one's heart away to Krishna here in Brajdham. So when Rishi Maharishis come, then he did all of them. Then Bhagavan himself, he appeared in his form as Narayan, and he started performing tapasya here in Badrinath, and then he attacked Prabhu. So when he would attack, no one could even touch him because he had 108 kavachas. But how can we cut down all his kavachas? So Bhagavan slowly, he started attacking, and then he cut all 107 kavachas. And he took one couch and he went to the sun god and he hid there in Suryaloka. Then he again took birth as Karna. He had one couch left out of the 108 couches. He was very famous for being a donor. And Indra came and took the last couch as well. Then he died. So then Narkanaya, he went there, and then he starts saying that Sri Gangotri, Yamunotri, Saraswati, Dev Sarovar, Ariki Paudi, Lakshman Jula, Ram Jula, all these tirthas should come. So in this way, Narnam Rishi, he is always present. This way, whoever comes will give one gift and take their blessings. There is also Brahmakunda there, you should also come there. This way, call everyone. And then, after some time, they went to this Kedarnath, and they also called Kedarnath there, saying you should come with all Rajvasis. Kedar Gauri, all of you should come with us. So he gave a place for everyone. When came with all the Rajvasis there. So then they sang, it's Kedarnath here. And then 5 days away. Then there's Harki Podi, Dev Sarovar, Swargadwar. All these, Gangotri, Yamunotri, everything is present here. All these tirthas are present here. Krishna told Parshanya, his grandfather. And he became very happy. He said, all right, Krishna, you brought all them here. Krishna and Baldev's heads were shaved. And a huge festival was going on. And so, this is Alkavali. And so, he said that after one shaves, then one should put chandan on the entire body and the head. Chandan, haldi, or kesar, kasturi. Mix it with curd. And with neem leaves. Bartana Bata and everything, and this way everything smeared. And then one he bathes after that. How will this snan take place? So there is Ganga Devi. Because in Kedarnath, Ganga Devi is present there, appearing from Sharji's head. Then Krishna said, oh, Ganga Devi has come here, everything will be swept away. So we go to Gaurikund and bathe there. But she said, no, I want to see Ganga here. Then I understand this Kedarnath. When Kedarnath appeared along with Nandi, he came and Gauridev also came on the tiger, on the lion. He said, no, anyone can come. Any Devata Dhanu also can come. Anyone can sit on an elephant or a bull because Shiv Thakur is sitting on this Nandi. And they said, oh Baba, if Ganga comes, the flow will be very strong. He said, when you are with me, why should I fear? So then the mountain broke. And then Mahadevi, she was appearing as a tidal wave. And she was, seemed she would inundate everyone. So then the Sakas, they were trembling so much. Then they stood behind. This Like you're seeing, Braj, the charan is going on. Krishna, who was he in his childhood? You see, these horns, these bulls had huge horns. They were very strong. And Krishna, he was closing his eyes. And then he was also looking at these bulls. These bulls were also closing their eyes and chewing this grass. And then Krishna, what did he do? He took his two legs and he put it inside the nostril of this bull. And he caught hold of its horns. So then he put his 2 feet inside the nostrils of this bull and then caught hold of its horns. And the bull could not take any deep breath. And then he started making noises because it did not breathe. Krishna put his 2 feet inside its nose. And then Krishna caught hold of its horns. And then his feet went even in more inside his nose. And all of a sudden I said, oh, what is this small boy doing? His feet have gone inside this nose of this bull. He's caught hold of the horns. So how will he get down? Because how can you calm bull? Bull is a bull. An ox is an ox. It cannot breathe properly then. So Krishna performs such beautiful pastimes in Gokul. So anyhow, Nanda Baba, he calmed this bull down. Then he brought Krishna down. He said, oh, Krishna's feet have entered into my nostrils. See how fortunate this bull is. Krishna himself, Parabrahma, his feet have gone inside his nose. So then Nandi came, and then they all caught hold of Nandi. There's a huge flow. And then Sakhas, they went and stood near the line on which Parvati Devi had sat. Then you see a line has a big mane. So then they were plucking on this mane. And then the line was thinking, what are these boys doing? And some were catching hold of its teeth. And then you see, these Sakhas are very naughty. One who doesn't have a child in his house, how will you know? If you have some naughty children, then you can realize how naughty these children are. My Guru Maharaj would say. Guru Maharaj, he said, these boys, they're so naughty, young children. Their intelligence is immature, but still. They're so always so naughty. Since these children, they started troubling the lion so much. Then Parvati Devi, she sat down. She came down. And she took these suckers because the lion may trample them. Because if the lion will roar, then these small boys may fall unconscious. Shivji came down from the bull. So Shivji was thinking, these boys are not just some ordinary boys. Their Brajavasis, I should not offend them in any way. Their Golok Biharis, dear associates. So Shivji, he was hiding. But Deviji, she could also not separate these boys. They're so naughty. And meanwhile, the flow of the Ganga was coming. So much force. So then all the Devatas came, Sheshnag, Sheshai, Vishnu, they all came. Everyone came. And then this ceremony of shaving Krishna's and Baldev's head was going to take place. And when Pajan Rishi saw Ganga, became very happy. Then they all took a bath in the Ganga. They put tilak on, they put turban on everyone's heads. And then he said, now, from here, we'll go to Badrik Ashram. And then we'll go to Naranaran Rishi's ashram. We'll go bathe in Brahmakund. Then we'll go to this Haridwar Arki Paudi, Dev Sarovar. There you see, this is Trikut, Dronanchal. And then they went on bullock carts. They bought so many sweets. They bought everything. But Parjan Rishi said, no, we should not offer such things to the devatas. What has been made yesterday is not good. If someone has eaten this food, or someone has even glanced at these things, then he should not offer such things to the demigods. Because if the demigods become angry, then he curses that person, then he'll fall down. Or else one's body will start becoming rotten. Then they said, all these cows should be milked, make kheer, make dal bati churma, make malpua, and everything will be cooked here. And then you offer Devata, you offer Goga to all Devatas here. Everyone, this is Vajubhasan, the method of worshipping in Braj. Or else, कृष्णा इज इन द हाउस, राधा रानी इज इन आवर हाउस, शी इज गार्डेड क्लोजली. इन वल्भाचार्य लाइन देयर इज अ रूल, इफ एनीवन टेक्स दीक्षा ही हैज टू सर्व गोपाल. दे से इफ यू ईट 1 to 4 रोटीज देन यू कैन नॉट गिव 2 or 4 रोटीज टू गोपाल, यू शुड ऑफर 16 रोटीज टू गोपाल एंड नॉट जस्ट वन सब्जी, at least 16 kinds of sabjis, sweets and all these things you should offer to Gopal every day. Because don't, then you will not think of this as joke. Then you will be serious. So you can cook this boga and then distribute everything to Sakas, everyone. So Parjan Rishi is the grandfather of everyone. So meanwhile, all the Vrajvasis, they took these plates. They took some kodang patties, they bought wood. So how will they cook? They had nothing, no pots to cook. So how could they cook? They could make patty. They can make churma. But how can they make the other things? So meanwhile, Narayan Rishi came to do tapasya. Then Lakshmi, where is this place? Known as Badri Kashram. Badri means this is a tree which is providing shade to Narayan. Lakshmi ji herself has become this Badri tree, bale tree. She is giving shade to Narayan. Made the entire place so fragrant, full of flowers and fruits. And this way, all arrangements were made for the tapasya. So Parjan Rishi said, we've had everyone's darshan, what about Lakshmi's darshan? And Krishna said, oh grandfather, You saw Ram Jula, Lakshman Jula, you had a path in Gangotri, Yamunotri, and now again you are asking for darshan of Mahalakshmi. And he said, alright, Radharani, she is the root of all Lakshmis. But still he will not agree. He will want to have only darshan of Lakshmi. So then Krishna says that everything happens. Then they had darshan of Mahalakshmi. If you go to Badrikashram, as soon as you enter inside, then you see a very nice ashram of Mahalakshmi, Tapovan. So when they went there, they saw Lakshmi Devi there. Then they said, oh, why should we worry now? There are so many pots here. Where Lakshmi is, she is always cooking for Narayan. So bring all these pots and start cooking in these pots. They say, all the pots came. Golden pots, silver pots, different kinds of pots. This is such boga was nice offered, such nice boga. So much tapasya aradhana was carried out. And all the devatas, they witnessed this ceremony of shaving Krishna's head. And Andhava said, oh, Gargacharya, he had forbidden us that don't shave him, don't put a shrika on his head, don't perform the Supanayana Sanskar. And they said, oh, I've broken my promise. I've promised my guru, he's a priest. And there Gargacharya also came. He is also not less. And Naradashi invites the three bulls. You see, we don't know anyone. We don't tell anything to anyone. Whoever comes, we not invite anyone, but see, so many people are coming. So whenever any festival is going on, the Naradashi will call everyone from all directions. Gargachari came, he said, Ananda, what have you done? He said, what can I do? This is, you hardly speak to Parjanya, my father. He said, here I have nothing to say. And he said, Ananda, you become a liar now. No, you will not be able to be with your son forever. The son will leave you. Because you've broken your promise. You promised to your guru. In this way, you didn't keep your promise. So now your son will be separated from you. And Ananda, it seemed a thunderbolt had fallen on his head. Said, oh, why did I do this? Why only did this for Krishna's well-being? Now he'll leave me. Well, they will leave me. So better I die first before I see this. I'll commit suicide and kill myself here. Or else I'll go jump inside the Ganga Yamuna in this flow. Now he said, I'll never return home. What did Gargacharya say? Because he knew the future. So now the Shri came. He said, how long will you dance and sing in Braj? You come to take away this burden of Mother Earth. You have to kill all the demons. So you have to leave Braj now. Come. Because Narada, he likes causing quarrels. He will not let anyone be in peace. If you see always remembering Narada, then somehow something other will happen. You see, in Badrikashram, everyone came. Dharmaraj came, Brahma came. And they said, Dharmaraj ki jai, they said. And they said, the way we sing Dharmaraj ki jai, because he wants laddus kachoris. They say all the Rajasis are very simple hearted. They said, oh Krishna, let's go. Now let's go back to Vraj. So Nanda, he was very sad now. He said, oh, what's happening now? Why did we organize this ceremony for? He has such curly hair, such beautiful hair. His curly hair would cover his face. He looked so beautiful, now we shaved him. Now he's... What has my father done? Now this curse has come on me. I've been cursed now because my son will be separated from me. See, I tried looking for something sweet. But then I started sucking on something which is very dry. I tried putting a garland on, but I realized it was a snake. Saracharas have written all these things. Avatar, Sar, Gaur Avatar, Kenana, Vajilitar in this Kirtan. So I was wearing this garland, but snake. I put a snake around my neck. You see, some acharyas, they would go to Anandam. And then he was wearing a golden chain around him. Then he was giving Harikatha and Anandam. Then he came out, and one disciple caught hold of his feet. Another disciple embraced him, and another disciple came, snatched the gold chain away from him. Said, Guru Maharaj, I'm your disciple. He embraced him very tightly embraced him, caught hold of his feet. One caught hold of his neck, one caught hold of his hands, one caught hold of his feet. And they took the chain away, they took the rings away, they took everything away. They said, whatever you have is for your disciples, it's not for you. And then Guruji was only looking, they took all the gold away. This happened only a few days before. The disciples took everything away from him. So therefore, see, oh, we came to shave Krishna, but just see, now Garkacharya has given me this curse that he'll leave me. So therefore, in Braj, this Namras of Bhagavan, he should be worshipped. Then everything is alright. Once you call the devatas, you organize a big festival. Then, if Shiva Krishna from this Upanayan Sanskar, then so many things will happen. So Gurudev would say, this Braja Utsav, everyone should take part in this festival. And they say this Hariras, this intoxicating Hariras, is always being distributed, this Harikatha Kirtan. This event is important. If you leave this aside, you try doing something else, then what will happen? You lost everything. This excuse was made. Now we listen tomorrow. That how they took Krishna away from Braj to Mathura. Then Gargacharya said, alright Nanda, seeing how sad you are, my heart is melted. And he said, alright, for 100 years you will be separated. Then after 100 years, Krishna will come in. 100 years, you'll have to be separated from him. But this 100 years, even one day, they could not separate him. So he was like the pupil of their eyes. How can they be separated from him for 100 years? Tomorrow, we'll listen. Ooh.